It's interesting how sophisticated research in human behavior has validated much of what has been taught over the ages. Dr. Latham speaks now relative to the long-term effects of the old saying, as the twig is bent.
While visiting with a group of elderly people, a gentleman reflecting on his long life said, "I grew up in a family of 11 children. I was the black sheep of the family. I know I caused my mother much grief, and I knew every time I was being rowdy that I shouldn't be doing what I was doing. I thought of my mother every time. Then I met a lovely young girl, and she told me it was time for me to straighten out my life and grow up. I knew she was right, for my mother had taught me. So I did. My wife and I just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary. We have a lovely family of 5 children, 13 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. I truly believe that if we are taught in our youth how we should behave, when we are old, we will not depart from it." After more than 3 decades of studying human behavior and the course it takes over time, I know that the reflections of this elderly gentleman are remarkably accurate. Here are 4 important points all parents must keep in mind as they tread the sometimes thorny path of parenthood. 1. Teach your children from the day of their birth what you expect of them. Then live accordingly. Words from the mouths of hypocrites are hollow, dull, unconvincing, and confusing. 2. Remain hopeful even when children depart from the values they have been taught. All children at one time or another in their lives slip away from the value system to taste the forbidden fruit. You did it and I did it. Don't confuse a clear conscience with a bad memory. 3, allow circumstances common to growing up be your ally. We know that after adolescence, some very dramatic events enter the lives of young adults that it can have a remarkable effect on their lives, whether it's meeting a lovely young girl, marriage and children, military service, or even something unpleasant or traumatic, such as a harrowing accident. Chances are, like the prodigal son, the child will eventually come to himself, grow up, and straighten out his life. And 4, exercise unconditional love. When parents remain safe for their children to be around, again, like the prodigal son, those wayward children will arise and go to their father, mother, and family. The teachings of their youth and the values held dearly and practiced continually and consistently by their parents will reemerge and will soon be adopted by those very errant children. It is highly predictable. My observations over the years revealed that when these 4 conditions are met, nearly 95% of wayward children will arise and return to their families and the values of their families. It will take time, and some will not return, but most will. When dealing with human behavior, we are always playing the odds. Our job as parents is to do those things which, in the long run, put the odds in our favor. In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, we are taught, quote, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For the most part, that is certainly true. But in his youth, he will sure depart from it. You can count on that one. As our youngest daughter is fond of reminding us, however, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree.